Health workers at the front line of the fight against COVID have issued a plea for people to get vaccinated so they don't come through hospital doors this summer. Auckland is preparing to open the gates next week, with people able to leave the city for the first time in more than 100 days. But that move will kick off the inevitable spread of COVID around the country, and hospitals are bracing for it. We asked Auckland DHB if we could film inside their COVID unit. They declined the request, but provided us with footage in this story. Our reporter Louise Ternouth and camera operator Marika Habazi spoke to workers who have been battling the virus day in and day out for nearly 2 years.
This is Auckland City Hospital's COVID-19 ward. You are entering the red zone. Signs on the wall read. Stacks of PPE-lined shelves and oxygen masks are at each bedside. This footage is supplied by Auckland DHB to give an insight into what it's like in here. Negative pressure devices on the walls, keeping contaminated air from escaping out of here. This has been the workplace for medical staff on the front line of the COVID fight. Joyce Pereira is one of them, a nurse unit manager. She says working with COVID is a whole new ball game.
The checks that takes place when you're wearing PPE, so you have to be ticked off before you enter the room. It's working in a negative pressure room. We have surveillance testing daily. And a lot of debrief happens daily.
Around 600 patients have been through these hospital doors with COVID. She makes it her mission to get to know all of the patients. She says a prayer each day for them.
We do it regardless. When we're caring for this, there's a special bond exchange on a daily basis. So with COVID patients, it's just another layer of them being isolated from their loved ones. So we are going in there to spend some direct time to care. We also involve ourselves with talking to their family members.
There are some who don't make it.
It's always hard to lose a patient in the ward. Always, always difficult. But it's also a privilege to be with them at their last days, end of life, and also be with the family during these very challenging times. Kudos to everybody who works with COVID.
It takes its toll, but Joyce has found ways to cope.
A problem is a chance for us to improve. I follow that to the T. I think every time I have such emotions to go through because of something, I just look at what could have I done better or what can be put together so that the patient care is delivered or the staff morale is kept uplifted.
She says the severity of sickness depends on whether patients are vaccinated or not.
People who are vaccinated recover quickly. They're safely discharged at home. They can be home. To me today is to say it is so good to see the numbers increasing. We need to keep going. We need to vaccinate.
If things get worse, they go to ICU, where Dr. Colin MacArthur works.
Across the Auckland region, so far no patient admitted to ICU has been fully vaccinated.
Patients here are struggling to breathe, relying on pressurised masks or, in the worst case, ventilators.
The lungs don't transfer oxygen as well. When it gets affected initially by the virus and then as the disease progresses, the immune system causes a reaction and that can also damage the lungs. So the main thing that treatment is focused on is allowing the lungs to have enough oxygen to get into the body.
A gown, gloves, goggles, maybe a face visor and a special mask, that's what Dr. Colin has to wear every day in ICU.
Everyone that's working in that environment in the ICU wears scrubs, so a completely different set of clothes, and usually they're kind of work-only shoes and so on. So a complete change from ordinary outdoor wear, and then hand washing, hand hygiene and so on, the transition to being outside.
For Dr. Colin, the last 2 years have been full on.
I think rollercoaster is a good example because we've had various kind of waves of it. Activity, I guess, right from the very beginning when we went straight into lockdown, which was a very new thing, and that was a very intense time, not knowing what was going to happen then. It was very new, so there's been a kind of an anxiety associated with that, and then we've had quite an extended period with low levels of community cases where we've the anxiety levels are lower, obviously, and now with the Delta outbreak here in Auckland and now starting to be apparent in other parts of the country.
He's managed his stress by turning to research, looking at the use of steroids to treat COVID-19 since June last year.
So both agents are effective in reducing the need for progression to those higher levels of treatment we were talking about, the higher levels of oxygenation support, including with a ventilator, reducing the risk of that occurring and reducing death.
He feels confident Auckland's vaccination rates will prevent too many people coming into ICU this summer. But as for Omicron, he says that's a big unknown.
It's really too early to say what the impact will be, and fortunately we've got the ability with our border settings to see what happens in other countries and to be able to adjust things to match what change there may be compared to Delta. So we're kind of doing things appropriately for Delta at the moment. We just don't know whether Omicron is going to be the same or different.
The same or different. Health professionals in Auckland hospitals say vaccination is